He was received by many of the conquered peoples as though he were a living god, but it's not altogether clear whether he actually believed himself to be one. Robin Lane Fox.
He certainly believed he was the son of Zeus in some sense. Zeus had entered into his begetting, story possibly told to him by that mother Olympias herself, though he is in earthly terms the son of the great king Philip. He is honoured as a god spontaneously by some of the cities, by no means all, in his empire, and he is not displeased to receive honours equal to the gods. But he knows he's mortal.
Alexander conquered an empire of over 2 million square miles and founded many cities in his own name, the most famous, of course, being today's Alexandria in Egypt. Although nearly every large museum in Europe has an image of Alexander in its collection, they're not consistent, and there's no way of knowing whether he actually looked like any of them. It was only after Alexander's death in 323 BC that an agreed, idealized image constructed for public consumption came into being. And that's the image found in our coin, which, if I turn it over, actually reveals that this is not Alexander's coin at all. He's making a posthumous guest appearance in somebody else's political drama. This side shows the goddess Athena Nikephoros, bringer of victory, carrying her spear and shield. She is the divine patroness of Greeks and a goddess of war.